Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, brings a third set of cases involving the mixed-up bins. One bin of Truma, one bin of Chulin, and I don't know which one is which. This set of cases is also parallel to the cases in the previous two Mishnayos. Now, let's preface this by saying, if you plant Truma, right, because Truma is taken on produce, and produce usually is capable of producing more of the plant, right? So if I take grain, instead of eating it and grinding it into flour and baking it into bread, I put it in the ground, it's going to grow more grain. It's going to grow more wheat, right? So if I plant truma, then the truma must be uprooted. I must uproot what I planted. And if I didn't uproot it and it grew, then what grows must be treated as truma, all of it. It's all truma, not 2% of it, all of it. So our case is going to be, obviously, if one or the other or both of the bins got planted by accident. Zara es achas mehen. If bin one got planted by accident, okay, putter, no problem. It's okay. We just assume that what got planted was the chulin, and therefore, v'ashniya noeg b'ketruma. The second one is treated as truma. We assume the first one that got planted was chulin, the second one is therefore truma, and it must be treated like truma, except, of course, v'cheves b'chal de Rimeir. Rimeir says, yeah, true, must be treated like truma, but since it is suffix that it may be its chulin, we also have to be mafrish chala off of this truma. For Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't, because it's basically meduma, and meduma is not chayv and chala. Zara acher es hashnia. What if Reuven planted the first bin and Shimon plants the second bin? Unbeknownst to one another, right? Or even known to one another, but they didn't know it was truma. And now they find out that one of them is truma. So putter, the first guy's putter, the second guy's putter. Reuven has the ability to assume, no, I got the chulin, and Shimon is the one who planted the truma. And Shimon similarly has the ability to assume, no, I got the truma, I planted the truma, and it's Reuven who planted the chulin, and it's Reuven who planted the truma. And therefore, no problem. Now, of course, each of them would have the obligation to treat the second bin as truma, but that's no longer possible since it's not around. And finally, Zara echad es shtehem. What if one person, the same person, planted both bins? Okay? Bishogeg, he didn't know they were truma. And now he finds out that one of them was truma. So now it depends on what was planted. And that's because we know that part of what was planted is truma, and part of what was planted wasn't truma. And therefore, basically, what was planted is meduma. And the halacha of meduma that was planted is different than the halacha of truma that was planted. And so, it depends on what was planted. Bedavar shezaro kala. If it is something where the seed does not remain, where part of the growth process is that the seed deteriorates and is destroyed, right? So, for example, grain, right? So you plant a wheat seed, you plant a wheat kernel, right, in the ground, and it becomes a wheat stalk, right? It produces more kernels. But if you would dig down in the bottom of the wheat stalk into the roots, you're not going to find the original grain. It's gone. It was consumed in the process of growth. So if that's what we mean when we say b'davar shezaro kala. So if it's something like that, mutter, then it's fine. You can leave it in the ground, and the crop is chulin. Completely chulin, all of it. However, ubedavar she'ein zaro kala, but if it is something where the seed, as it were, does not get destroyed, it remains in the ground, like onions, right, or anything that's a bulb, right? The bulb essentially remains, right? The onion does not consume the bulb; it actually is the bulb, right? It keeps growing. And so anything what you plant remains there in the ground and does not get consumed, it is usur, meaning it's usur for non-kohen. It has to be treated as vadai truma, all of it, right? All, in our case, we had 4 se'in and 5 se'in, right? That was an example we've been using. All 9 se'in of onions have to be assumed that they're truma, and therefore, whatever grows from all 9 of these se'in that I planted, all these onions that were planted, all of what grows has to be treated as truma.